Hey everybody, Max Kevin here's Little Geeky Podcast. It's not too long. Oh, it's the spring equinox, everybody. Are you excited? Winter's over. It's spring now. That's all. There's nothing else I can say about that. No one, I don't think anyone's ever made a joke about the spring equinox. Let's see if I can think of something right now. We got the winter equinox. Okay, so now is the halfway point. So the winter equinox, that's the shortest day of the year, you know? And the spring equinox, that's the halfway point in between the shortest day and the longest day of the year. And then the summer equinox, that's the longest day of the year. Your mom's the summer equinox. Anyway, I think this is why I'm not a famous comedian. This is the level of my jokes. That's why I'll never be successful. Anyway, so guys, have a good weekend there. You know, of course, it's my buddy's birthday. It was my buddy's birthday the other day, so we went out, you know. Of course, him and all of his friends, they have kids now, you know, so we're not. We used to, you know, 10 years ago, we used to go out fucking party, dude. Fucking party, dude. Let's go to the all you can drink, all you can eat. Fucking party, dude. Everybody's coming. Dude, Staunch is coming. Rory's coming. Dave, everybody's coming, but now, like, everyone has kids. So it's like, you know, party time's over, dude. You know, so it's just me and him and another dude. We just kind of, you know, just chilling. We just went, you know, just get a little cup of beer. Okay, I got kind of drunk. I got a little bit drunk, you know. Got a little drinky drinkies. We went to this, like, record bar, I guess, you know. You sit at the bar there, you know. It's $10 seating fee. What the fuck, dude? And then you can choose a record, you know. And it's like, they'll play the song for you, you know, but it's like, it's all a bunch of records, a bunch of bands I've never heard of. It's like, all right, well, I don't really care about, you know. Anyway, and me and my buddy works for Amazon, you know. I was talking with him about how they don't fucking do anything about people that violate the fake reviews, you know, like people that clearly violate the fake reviews, and then I send them evidence of people violating the reviews, and then they do nothing. And then these books, you know, like many of the top-selling books and like the top 10 of each category, the top 10, like, you know, at least in the ones where I sell books, half of them are fucking, they're written by AIs, and then all the reviews are just fucking people that were paid and shit, you know. And one of these books, they're offering like $100 of free shit to read their books, which you're not allowed to do, you know. It goes against you're not allowed to pay people or give people free stuff to review your books. That's against the guidelines there, you know. So I sent Amazon the evidence of this, and then they just sent me this email back like, okay, thank you, yeah, we'll look into it, and then we'll do fucking nothing, even though this violates our own guidelines that we have a special link. We have a special link that we didn't have a few years ago. It's totally new, where you can anonymously submit evidence for people that are cheating the system. But even if you do submit evidence, we'll do absolutely fucking nothing, because we don't give a fuck. I was talking to my buddy about that, and he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they don't really, no one cares, you know? No one really cares, because that part of the company doesn't even really make that much money, you know? And I was arguing with him, like, but what about Amazon's reputation? You know, it fucks their reputation. If people think everything that's going to be sold on the website is fake shit and all the reviews are fake, they can't trust. I mean, so many people believe that already, right? Amazon's full of fake shit, it's full of fake reviews. You can't trust it, right? Eventually, people are going to stop using Amazon. He's like, yeah, they just don't care. I'm like, well, why don't they care? God damn it, you know? And I'm a little drunk there, you know, so I'm like yelling. This lady at the record bar, she's like, the waitress lady, she comes over to me, you know, she just like puts her finger up to her mouth and goes, shh, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, I was yelling too loud. I'm a drunk guy yelling too loud. Well, the reason I was yelling too loud is because goddamn music's so loud, right? My friend's sitting right next to me, I'm trying to have a conversation with him, but goddamn music's so loud, that's why I'm yelling. Plus, I'm a little drunk. Don't tell me to shh, lady, right? Anyway, I wasn't able to convince my friend that Amazon should at least just take action against people that violate their own guidelines. And they have, I don't know, they have people working in the fraud department or whatever, you know, Like, they have this link where you can send evidence, and then, I don't know, why don't the people that receive those emails, they just do absolutely nothing? Like, they're fucking, I don't, what's the problem here? What, like, and it was kind of driving me crazy that my friend, like, didn't agree with me. Yeah, I feel like no one has ever convinced anyone of anything in any argument. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's online, you know, I mean, we all agree that online arguments are fucking useless, right? Like, no one, I don't know why, myself included, like, why I even ever try to make a case or argue something ever, like, on Facebook or anything, because I don't think anyone has ever been convinced ever from reading an online, you know, no one's ever been convinced to do anything in an online way. But it's not just online, you know? I feel like even in face-to-face conversations, people are never convinced to change their views on anything. And it's not just that. It's like the views they have. Like, when I was talking with my buddy, his view is like Amazon should do nothing. And, like, part of me was just thinking, well, why do you even have that view? Like, I don't... How did you even come to that, you know? It's like, what... How about you know? And I feel like this translates to politics too. You know, like, a lot of people, like, they might not care at all about, like, fucking, you know, Ukraine or Gaza or whatever. You know, they probably don't care at all. You know, but let's say they're a Democrat or whatever. You know, let's say they're a Democrat. They don't care at all about whatever issue. You know, and then they learn that Republicans, they support this issue. So, like, automatically they don't support it, you know? They're like, oh, I've never thought about this issue before, but if Republicans support it, then fuck them, right? You know, because, like, they just take the opposite position, you know? And I feel like, I mean, this is a political example, but I feel like a lot of people just, myself included, you know, just kind of, sort of hold positions on certain topics without ever even thinking about the topic at all. You know, anyway, I don't know what I'm blathering. Anyway, it was a fun night. It was a fun night for my friend's birthday. You know, it was a fun night there. You know, anyway, then I get home there. I come home. I'm a little drinky drinkies when I come home there. You know, and I go on the Instagram there. And I got like 10 new followers. All these, I'm like, what's going on here? What's going on here? I don't understand. That some accounts shared my picture, which I've talked about before. California Explained, another one of these meme accounts. It's called _ the Blessed One. Shared the picture. 3.8 million followers on this account. I'm like, oh, this is awesome, dude. This is cool, dude. You know, so, you know, I'm trying to start engaging the other people, you know, to you know, get more followers, you know, for me, for myself, there, you know. So I start replying to comments, you know, I'm clicking like, I'm replying, I'm da-da-da, and, you know, I make one comment, I'm like, thanks for sharing, and then under my comment, I put a link to the YouTube episode of the podcast where I talk about, I'm a one-hit wonder, which is talking about that comic, California Explained. And, like, 2 minutes later, after I post that, the guy... _ the Blessed One that runs, he just deletes the whole post. He just deletes it. Because I guess he wanted to share my artwork, you know, to promote his own. I mean, he did tag me to give me credit there, you know, which was, that was very nice, you know. A lot of people don't even do that. But I guess he only wanted to share my artwork to, you know, promote his own page, you know, to create engagement on his own page, you know. He just wanted to promote himself there, you know. But if I try... If the creator of the artwork tries to engage the people commenting and, you know, try to promote themselves, well, can't do that. What are you? You're trying to promote yourself with your own artwork? No. Well, I'm the only one that's allowed to promote myself with your artwork. Okay, because that's what I do. I don't create any shit. My whole page, I got 3.8 million followers. All I do is post. Fuck shit from Twitter and other people's memes that I didn't create. I just post shit that other people made, and that's how I make my money. I got almost 4 million followers now, just doing absolutely fucking nothing, just posting other people's shit. And the reason why I'm making money doing this is because I don't allow those people that actually made this stuff to promote themselves, because fuck that, dude. You want to promote yourself, you're going to have to pay me. Yeah, in his profile there, you know, it's like, DM me for removal or promotions, you know. So basically, I guess it was fine for him to share my artwork, you know. That was fine. And help me, you know, help me get exposure. But if I tried to actually, promote myself even more, that's a no-no. You know, I got to pay for that shit, you know. Fuck that guy. It's fucking useless people. Anyway, of course, I don't know, maybe it got removed for some other reason, and it was just a coincidence that 2 minutes after I posted a link, that it got deleted. But who knows if I'm wrong, if that's not the reason, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure that is the reason. So fuck underscore the blessed one, you little bitch. You don't do shit, dude. You're a fucking loser. You just post shit that other people make. Anyway, I should probably start an account like that, 'cause, like, you know, of course, my account, where I, you know, post stuff that I make, doesn't have that many followers, but I guess there's a lot of these accounts on Instagram, you know, that have millions of followers that are just the exact same thing, you know, they're just posting, they just post what other, you know, other people put, they're like aggregators, you know. I guess a guy must be making money, yeah. Fucking asshole. You know, as the great Norm MacDonald would say, that guy's a real jerk. You hear me? Underscore the blessed one. Norm MacDonald thinks you're a real jerk. You know, anyway, thanks for listening. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow.